64-year-old Wrangell fisherman Otto Florschutz was up in Kodiak with his grandkids when Congressman Don Young died.
It just crossed my mind. I'd been thinking about it and thinking about it. I came home and Christina said, hey, you should run for Don Young's seat. And I said, you know, I've thought about it. So, you know, a lot of thought and prayer went into it. And I just decided, well, let's do it, you know.
Christina is his wife. He says he knows it's a stacked field vying to fill Alaska's sole congressional seat and that getting his name out will be pretty hard. Made harder because he usually goes by his nickname.
You know, my name's Otto, but most people know me as Otty. And in the commercial fishing industry, you kind of, you know, it's Otty on the Adeline. They don't even know my last name, you know. So here I am. I've got an unrecognizable nickname or maybe an unrecognizable first name and a nickname.
But that isn't what matters when it comes to serving in government, Florschutz says.
It's the people's government. You know, it's for the people, by the people. And you know, you don't need to be a celebrity. You don't, you know, name recognition helps, but it's the people's government. So I just thought I'd throw my hat in it.
It's not his first brush with public service, but Congress would be a larger ballgame. Florschutz has been elected multiple times to Wrangell's Port Commission and has served for decades on Wrangell's Fish and Game Advisory Committee. Florschutz, who is a registered Republican, says there isn't a single issue that pushed him to throw his hat into the ring. He's against abortion and says Alaska's representative should be too, but other than that, he says there aren't a lot of causes or issues he's attached to, other than doing what's best for Alaska.
You know, I've always been leery of people that had an issue that they're running on because it automatically disenfranchises some people that might not agree with that. So I'm just a conservative person who lives within my means, and I work hard, commercial fisherman. I'd like to take those values with me and try and apply them on a national level, or at least for the state, representing the state of Alaska.
Florschutz has tows in a number of southeast commercial fisheries on two vessels, the 47-foot Nephi and 35-foot Lehigh. His main focus is halibut, he says, but he also holds troll and gillnet salmon permits and fishes for shrimp and Dungeness crab.
And they used to call me the quick change artist up in Pelican because I could be doing one fishery one day and another one the next, but that was in my younger days. I'm not quite that energetic these days.
Court records don't show Florschutz having much of a history except for a few minor hunting and fishing violations, which he paid fines for. Florschutz grew up working on a tobacco farm in North Carolina, which he says taught him how to work hard from a young age.
When I was 19, I went on a walkabout and hitchhiked all over the U.S. and I ended up in Sitka, Alaska, at a cousin there. And he was getting married, and I ended up there in his wedding, just fell in love with Alaska. It was a young man's paradise, and stayed.
Everyone fished in Sitka, so that's what Florschutz started doing, first as a deckhand, then bought his own boat.
And, it's been a good life ever since.
Florschutz says he and his wife got some state lottery land in Wrangell in the mid-1980s. All four of their children were born and raised in Wrangell. He says he likes to stick close to home.
Well, I took a part-time job with Alaska Airlines, and I did that for, I think, 16 years, and retired from them. And so I have flight benefits, but I find I don't travel as much as I always thought I would. You know, I envisioned myself, 2 weeks in Hawaii, 2 weeks in Wrangell, but I just don't do that. I'm a projects guy, and I just like to work on projects and do stuff. We got a garden, we have a couple greenhouses, and, you know, I realize when I leave that I long for home, so I come back.
But even if he might miss Wrangell, he says he's committed to working hard and listening to everyone he represents in Alaska if elected.
I don't know of any fisherman that's ever backed away from a job because they thought it would be too hard, you know? So I just thought I'd do it and see what happens.
However, Florschutz says he won't have much time for campaigning. He's still got to go out fishing.
I'll probably be available and then unavailable and out of cell phone signal and just relying on people to keep passing my name around if I get into that top four.
Out of the 48 primary candidates for the special congressional election, only the top four from the by-mail election in June will advance. Alaska voters will then rank those four in order in a special ranked choice voting contest held in August. It's a new system approved by voters who approved ballot measure 2 last year. Florschutz says he won't be soliciting campaign donations, but asks that people pass around his website, which is still being built, so more people can learn about his values.
And we'll see if we can just do some grassroots politicking.
For now, the site has some of Florschutz's info, but the picture isn't him. It's just a stock headshot. Florschutz says his candidate website, autoforalaska.com, should be finished in the next couple of weeks. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.